A journalist wrote about smog in California as a sickly yellow haze that obscures the mountains. A western region in Wyoming has become too familiar with that same haze, made up of the pollutant ozone. While a state agency has made efforts to handle it, Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports ozone is back in full force.
The Upper Green River Basin is home to thousands of oil and gas wells in a cold, snowy winter. Unfortunately, those make up prime conditions for the formation of ozone. Elaine Crumpley has been following wintertime ozone there since it was first discovered 15 years ago. And this year, she's had an uptick in calls, like from frustrated parents.
Well, I mean, we just had spring break, and they were in fear of allowing their kids to go outside and play on a beautiful blue sunshine day.
Wyoming's Department of Environmental Quality encourages sensitive populations like children and the elderly not to exert themselves too much or even stay indoors on ozone action days. That's when the pollutant rises above safe levels. Crumpley says she's already heard accounts of health issues this year.
We have people who are complaining of sore throats, coughing, watering, itching eyes, like pressure on their chest, and increases of asthma attacks.
There have been 15 ozone action days this year. And of those days, the health standard was exceeded 9 times. There were none last year. Other than 2017, we've gone years without major ozone issues. Crumpley says the status quo in handling ozone is clearly not working.
This beautiful, pristine place is being ruined by these high levels of ozone in the winter.
It's ridiculous. We shouldn't have to put up with it.
That's Isabel Rucker, a business owner and resident in Pinedale. She says people tell her, well, it's just a few days of the year.
I think there's a lot of just frustrated resignation because it keeps happening and we're not seeing action.
The Department of Environmental Quality is well aware. Nancy Veer is head of the Air Quality Division for the agency. She explains she is concerned, but that her division is doing everything it can.
Done that through our permitting program of oil and gas production sources. We've done it through policy, through other regulations, such as our existing source regulation.
The department uses ozone action days to signal to energy companies to lower emissions. Citizens have also been arguing 2 inspectors aren't enough to make sure emissions controls are properly functioning for thousands of wells in their area. Veer says the department is now considering adding another. For the most part, Veer says DEQ's strategy has been working. Only 1 out of 5 monitors in the Upper Green are seeing such high ozone levels. But weather conditions this year have been favorable for the formation of ozone, with heavy snowpack and little wind.
That's not within our control, the weather conditions.
But Robert Field would like to see more from the DEQ. He's a senior research scientist at the University of Wyoming. He says the current system to mitigate ozone isn't as precise as it could be, especially with the continued rise of oil and gas development in the state.
We're just reliant upon the weather and the good fortune of reducing emissions on an ozone action day that we don't really understand.
Field says a more precise emissions reduction program should be developed to predict when ozone will form and what exact emissions are contributing to its formation. He says that would reduce reliance on varying weather conditions. Field says Utah worked with the federal agency to put together a system like that, and Wyoming could do the same.
And we can use different weather scenarios to give us maybe different levels of emission reduction that we might need to instigate. Say last week, maybe we'd have to have the most stringent level of emission control, and maybe that would even be stopping drilling. Just for a period of time, a few weeks or a week whilst the weather clears.
Field says it's time to get moving because this year's preliminary ozone readings were high enough to push Wyoming back into marginal non-attainment. That's a wonky way of saying outside federal limits. DEQ spokesman Keith Giel says it's not easy to develop a more precise framework like the one Field is describing. So the department's focus has been on reducing emissions as a whole. But he says the department is not saying the battle to reduce wintertime ozone is over.
I think that we've made some great strides through these years, but we're not done, and we don't think we're done. There's still some more work to do.
Giel says the DEQ will hold an open house later this year to provide more information on this season. Finalized numbers will likely come this summer to see if one western region in the state is once again outside federal limits for ozone. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.